Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. My special guest today, Dr. R.C. Sproul Jr., has created a series called Suffering and the Sovereignty of God, and doing an excellent job. Really appreciate, Doc, the way that you're explaining it, making it come to life. So I really appreciate the ministry that the Lord has given you in communicating truth. It's really, I can tell in the two short segments we have what you got and your ability to share that and minister that. So I really appreciate that. Just want to let you know that up ahead of time.
I appreciate you saying so.
Two things I want to come into. There's three things I want to hit, but there's two things I definitely want to cover. I noticed, and for people that want to get the material, they can just get it at ligonier.org, which is ligonier.org, or they can call the 800-435-4343. That's 800-435-4343, and get the material that way. So one thing I noticed is on the back of it, there's a section called The Tears of God, and there's an area. And I wanted to share a story and see if this story, because you and I have never met, we've never talked before, I just want to see if the story, if the section, The Tears of God, has any connection to the story I want to tell you. Because it's something that happened to me. I was in a real bad church experience, real bad, kind of almost a Jim Jones style, okay, when I first became a Christian. I was born and raised Jewish, and then I became a Christian. So my first decision for Jesus was being immediately cut off from my entire family. And I have not talked to any of them in over 35 years. So it was pretty drastic and, you know, very, very... It was a decision. It was an eternal decision. I had to make it, and I made it for the Lord. Then I had a real bad, bad church experience, and it's almost too difficult to explain. But what happened is I was driving, and I stopped off at this church, and their pastor happened to be there. And I, having a Jewish background, I didn't have an overly strong commitment to any particular denomination, but I was still on fire for the Lord, still the same approach. And I told him my story, kind of like all the stuff that happened. And the guy started to cry. I mean, he started to bawl. And I got real upset. And I'm like, you know, why are you crying? It's my story, you know? Like, I was like getting all... And he looked at me and he said, "This is how God feels for you. You, just so you can know, because he loves you." And it's like, what do you think of that? Is that the tears of the Lord?
Well, yes and no. I mean, we need to be careful not to have God crying tears of frustration. But I'll tell you, you know, the story that inspired that particular lesson, and it really goes to, sadly, one of my failures in dealing with this issue while my wife was ill. Because, you know, I made a commitment from the very beginning of her diagnosis that, you know, that I would always tell her the truth. I thought, you know, if I start hedging things, then she won't be able to trust me. And so even the good things that are true that I want to tell her, she won't be able to believe. So I'm going to be scrupulously honest with her through this whole process. But I also, of course, naturally wanted to offer her as much comfort as I could. And so I would talk to her about how much, you know, the hardship Jesus himself went through, you know, that the Bible refers to him as a man well acquainted with sorrow. I talked to her about, you know, some of the hardships that he went through, and especially the greatest hardship when the wrath of the Father was turned upon him at Calvary. And I was trying to explain to her that, you know, Jesus has gone before you into harder things than you are going through. As hard as it is, I want you to know that Jesus can sympathize because he really has been through worse. But what I was reluctant to say to her was, you know, specifically, Jesus has been through what you're going through. You know, I couldn't say to her, Jesus has had leukemia. Jesus has gone into remission after a bone marrow transplant. and then fallen back out of remission, or Jesus had been in a clinical trial and had that not help any, or Jesus had to watch his eight children, who at the time were 17 down to one, watch him die. I couldn't give her that Jesus is going through all the kinds of hardships that you're going through, dear. And unfortunately, it wasn't until after she was gone that I came to realize I was wrong. I could have said that Jesus has been through that. And what got me there was the account of Saul on the road to Damascus. If you remember, when Saul is on his way, he's going to Damascus, he's going to persecute Christians. This great light appears in the sky. He's knocked from his horse and made blind. And this voice from heaven says, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" He didn't say, "Why are you persecuting my bride?" He didn't say, "Why are you persecuting my brothers?" He said, "Why are you persecuting me?" And that really helped me come to understand that our union with Christ, you know, stretches to that level, such that Jesus actually has experienced what my wife went through, because he is one with her. They are one together. So that's specifically what I'm trying to get at in that particular lesson, that God, because we're in union with him, experiences what we experience. And when we talk about union, typically, at least if those who are more theologically minded are thinking in terms of the imputation of our sins to Christ on Calvary, the imputation of his righteousness to us by which we are forgiven. And that's all true and glorious and good. But it's also true that we are one. And he is so connected to us, so in union with us, we are so much one that what we go through, he goes through with us.
And that would also be true, I mean, in the story with Lazarus, when Jesus wept, in my mind, he wasn't really weeping for Lazarus as much as the girls, was he? I mean, Lazarus was getting up in a minute. You know, he was going to be fine.
Absolutely. And not only was Lazarus getting up in a minute, if he was weeping for Lazarus, it was going to be because, Lazarus is going to have to come back from where he is.
That's a good point. That's right.
He's better off where he is.
That's a
but
great
you're right.
Point.
Yeah, Jesus enters into the suffering, particularly of Martha and Mary and others who loved Lazarus, and identifies it while he knows in a moment what he's going to do.
Yeah, I love that. That's a powerful portion for me. Here's what we got to do. Just because it's, it's radio. Radio is business. It's kind of how they do that. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I want to mention that you can get this series. Can you hang out for us with one more segment? Would that be all right, Doc? Can you give us another 10?
When will that go till?
Probably to about 20 after, 22 after.
I can do that, yeah.
Oh, awesome. I really appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking with Dr. R.C. Sproul Jr. and his material, Suffering and the Sovereignty of God, accessible by calling 800-435-4343 or going to ligonier.org, ligonier.org. Excellent material. You're just hearing bits and pieces. I'm telling you, this is some great material. We're going to take a short break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Don't go anywhere.
It was talking, saying that out of my life, to another's arms, you'll soon be walking.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
No need to wake a child to take a temperature when they're sick with the Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. You can now take your sleeping child's temperature with just a scan across the forehead. Pick one up at Walgreens and other fine retailers today.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, right now is a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how do they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331. And let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call. 619-465-1331. License number 374-600-564.
Important new regulations by the FHA taking effect October 1st will drastically limit your options at obtaining a reverse mortgage. Take action now. A new lowered principal limit will completely overhaul the reverse mortgage program, essentially limiting the amount of cash and benefits a senior receives. Hey, Mark Larson here. With a government-insured reverse mortgage, you can receive a large amount of cash, eliminate your mortgage payments entirely, or even purchase a home with no income or credit score requirements. But get in before the changes take effect to get your HUD-required reverse mortgage counseling done before the end of September. Join Mehran Aram and his Aramco team at the lovely Tuscany restaurant in Carlsbad October 10th, 6 p.m. for the next free dinner workshop. Call for details today if you or your spouse are 62 or older. 866-600-1130, 866-600-1130, or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Phrase, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Our special guest, Dr. R.C. Sproul Jr., who has written a series called Suffering and the Sovereignty of God, has taken a good portion of his day and given us a chance to understand it from a theological point of view and a practical application, going through much hardship of his own. So he's not writing from a place of a perch. He's writing from the place of the heart and the experience, which is always good to know. Doctor, first of all, thank you for taking the time. So I want you to know how much I appreciate that.
You bet.
Here's my question for you. Ready? I'm just going to ask you, and I have preconceived notions, but that doesn't mean they're correct. I'm curious as to what your definition is or how you talk about the Paul's thorn in the flesh.
What do I think that is?
Yeah. I've heard about 20 different people like give teachings, interpretations, and I'm sitting there reading it going, what? I can't find it. So what do you think that his thorn in the flesh was?
Well, I not only can give you many of those guesses that you've heard before, but I'm going to give you the correct answer, David, right here on the air live.
Wow!
The reason I know the answer to what this is also not because of any theological acumen I have, but because of experience. I'm saying that given the intensity of Paul's prayers to have this thing removed, and the actual language that's used to describe this hardship, this thorn in the flesh, it can only be one thing. I believe Paul suffered from kidney stones. You see, I don't have kidney stones. I have a kidney quarry. My kidneys are perpetually producing more and more stones, and I've had these stones now for 25 years or more. And I know what this pain is like. I've had people tell me years ago that for a man, passing a stone is as painful as a woman giving birth. I've known women who've done both who said, no, the stone is much, much more difficult, but even if it's a tie, I always remind people, you know, that when you pass a stone, there's not a doctor there to clean it up and wrap it in a towel and hand it to you, and you don't coo at it and hope that it's going to support you in your old age. That's, there's a lot more blessing to childbirth than there is to passing a stone. Now, I believe that the reason God sent this to Paul is sort of grounded in the beginning of Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians, where he talks about how God uses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. And he says, not many wise are called, not many noble, not many smart. I think that not many language is on purpose, because Paul had to know he was a plenty smart guy.
Right.
He also had the heart of a lion. This guy was just a walking example of godliness and insight and wisdom and biblical instruction, which means that every place he went, I'm sure the devil was right on his shoulder saying, boy, Paul, you are really something special. Where would this ragtag bunch of people be without you? You're the intellectual heavyweight. You're the one with all the courage. You're the one with, you know, Paul, the devil is there flattering him all the time. And God's answer to Paul in saying, no, I'm not going to remove this thorn in your flesh, is so that Paul would remember his dependence upon God. This is a clear one of those situations where God is about the business of securing the sanctification of the one who's suffering. So he says, I'm going to leave this with you so that you will remember that your strength, that your weakness is strength, that you would remember that your dependence upon me is what's making you are what you are. And so, I completely identify with that kind of pain and that kind of intense prayer as well. So that's my understanding of what's going on with Paul.
Gotcha. That's a great answer. What I like about that portion, Paul prays very intently. I've asked the Lord. And God said, no. That's it.
Yep.
That's it. Move it on. It's like, that's it. You're done. And so there's not everything is always going to be the way you want it to be. It doesn't always sound the way you want it to sound. It doesn't always feel the way you want it to feel. Sometimes God just says no. That's it.
Absolutely.
I love that though. That's a sense. In a sense, you get to trust God because He knows what's best. He knows what He's doing. He knows what will work
Absolutely.
For you. And that's the big key. What a pleasure to have you on the show. By the way, I really appreciate your insights and your talking. I appreciate the materials you've created. Again, if anybody wants any of that information, they can call 800-435-4343, and then it's ligonier.org. It's ligonier.org, and the series is called Suffering and the Sovereignty of God. Dr. R.C. Sproul Jr., thank you, sir, for taking the time to be on the David Spoon Experience.
Well, thank you, David. I've appreciated the opportunity.
All right. God bless you, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we got some of the goofy stuff that we've been doing prior. We're going back to that goofy stuff, so don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, right now is a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how do they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
Hi, this is Sean Doan, seasoned California attorney and reoccurring guest on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth. With me is top real estate broker and short sale specialist, Vince Scuncio. So, Vince, what is a short sale?
A short sale is when a homeowner sells their home for less than what is owed to the bank.
Are there benefits to a short sale?
The main benefit is avoiding foreclosure and eliminating your debt obligations while reducing the long-term damage to their credit.
How about disadvantages?
Deciding upon a short sale is one of the most complex legal decisions a person may ever make. And as you know, Sean, most people rely on unqualified real estate agents to get their legal advice.
You know, you're right, Vince. I see it all the time. People coming in with major legal issues that could have been avoided had they spoken to us first. And that's why right now we are going to offer all KPRZ listeners a free attorney consultation. If you're considering a short sale, you owe it to yourself to call Doan now. If you have a loan, call Doan, 760-746-4476. Again, 760-746-4476, or visit us at doanlaw.com.
today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. The retirement professor Marty Schneider here. You know, there's an old investment adage that says, know how much of a risk taker you are not before you learn the hard way. Well, many people overestimate their risk tolerance levels until they receive that quarterly investment statement that shows their investment account has lost value. And that's where the risk rubber meets the tolerance road. Don't forget, if a bad market drops your account by 50%, you need to bounce back 100% to get even. Now, that kind of risk may or may not be appropriate for you based on your age and your goal. So, as always, it's a great reason for you to sit down with your advisor to get a really clear picture of the risks that you're taking so you can make an informed decision on all of your investment choices. Call me for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. That's 1-800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, 800-727-PLAN.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
It's been a long road, getting from there to here. It's been a long time, but my time is finally near. And I can feel the change in the wind right now. Nothing's my way.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. That's not a bad Sean Connery. That's my handle. Okay.
David, you're getting a lot better at that little tagline there.
I'm doing a little better. That's what I said. Okay. All right. So a couple things to cover. Do you know that that was a really good interview? I liked
it. It was indeed.
I liked Dr. Sproles Jr. Nice guy. And you know, what's more amazing is we're going to go from that, a true theologian, by the way, a true theologian, a guy that knows sovereignty, he knows free will, he knows about election, he knows about predestination. I mean, he knows the ins and outs, and that's why I enjoy talking to him. But we're going from that at the top of the line from a theological point of view to our next interview in the next next segment. You know who our next interview is going to be with?
I do, because I'm a part of it.
This is the first interview you and I have actually done together.
Yeah, it was kind of fun.
Yeah, it's fun. Our next interview in just a few minutes is
people should be prepared. It's going to be...
It's different.
Weird.
Yeah. Why? It's going to be weird?
It's going to be weird. And I'm not talking strange. It's going to be weird.
I'll have to look into that.
Oh, stop being a Yankovic.
Okay. Weird Al Yankovic is going to be on our show in about 5 minutes, right?
And people aren't, they're going to think, oh yeah, he's going to come on. He's probably got a concert coming up. They're not going to believe why we have him on.
No, nothing like that. It's nothing like what you think. It's not what you think. You know, what is our motto here? We don't know what we're doing. Okay, there's that.
We have
that,
a motto?
No, that's probably why we don't know what we're doing. That's part of the reason. But the idea is to understand that we can have a conversation with anybody. If you're a Christian, you should be able to talk to any person about life. I mean, that's really what we should be able to do. And so that's an important thing that we do. And it was a really nice conversation. And let's just be honest. Weird Al Yankovic has had some unbelievably funny songs.
And Very funny songs.
He's done some funny movies. Remember? I mean, UHF was goofy.
UHF was goofy. He was also, people probably don't know, he was in Transformers, the animated movie.
I did not know that. Wow.
Played one of the junkie ones.
You're like a plethora of information with
I followed his career since I was a kid.
Wow.
Doing the interview, David, he just seemed like a regular, normal guy.
Totally normal. Totally normal. Although I didn't think he was going to pull out some kind of sound machine, so.
Well, that would have been impressive, though.
That would have been impressive. And that interview, by the way, is being sponsored by Excalibur Roofing. Did I tell you that? I forgot to tell you that. Just so you can be aware that Excalibur Roofing, 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, and testimonials from people like you, which is a good idea. They cover everything from new roof construction, old roof replacements, repairs, whatever it is you need. And the bottom line, people, all the estimates are free. You just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to their website at excaliberroofing.com. And, you know, their actual tagline is, see, they have a tagline. I don't have a tagline. They get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor. And then I made up that other one. They got you covered. I mean, it's, everybody comes up with that from a roofing one. But it sounds funny, so what do you want? 760-743-8803 or go to excaliberroofing.com. What's our time? When are we supposed to exit?
If we're breaking on time, Dave, you got about 4 minutes.
Can I do this DDD?
If it's a quick one.
Well, I can make it quick. And it doesn't have to be like, you know, okay, turn in your Bibles. Great! Hope you liked it!
Let's give you some powder, Captain.
Okay. Listen to this. Now, this is going to challenge you, okay? So if you don't want to be challenged, change the station now. If you don't want to be challenged, just change it. Get off, beep, right, change it. I want to challenge you right now. Exodus chapter 16, verse 8 says this. Moses said, this will happen when the Lord gives you meat to eat in the evening and bread to fill in the morning. For the Lord hears your grumblings, which you grumble against him. And what are we? Your grumblings are not against us, but against the Lord. Dun, 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 dun. Listen to that passage, people. Moses said, this will happen when the Lord gives you meat to eat in the evening and bread to fill you in the morning. For the Lord hears your grumblings, which you are grumbling against him. And what are we? Your grumblings are not against us, but against the Lord. I have people ask me all the time, do you think God hears my prayers? Do you think God hears when I'm talking? Yes, he hears you. He hears you when you're talking. And here's the thing to remember. He also hears you and I when we're complaining. He hears that too. He hears our sinful speech. Does he hear us? Yes, he hears us. And so because he hears us, we need to watch out. We need to be aware of the words that we speak. Too much complaining is not, let me repeat this, is not a good idea in the kingdom of God. Too much complaining can be detrimental. In fact, Malachi chapter 2, verse 17, the Lord says, you have wearied me with your words. Boy, there's a couple things I want God to say to me personally, but I never want it to be, I'm kind of tired of you talking. That would not be one that I would want to hear. So my encouragement for everybody to be aware is if you're always wondering, like, gee, I wonder if the Lord hears me. When you're talking, he hears you. When you're praying, he hears you. When you're telling him how much you love him and appreciate him, he hears you. When you're complaining, he hears you. And that complaint about life is directed at him. And even if you're not trying to get it to be, well, this is this and this is this, you're ultimately still complaining against the Lord. We got to be careful about that. We got to do a little better job. Speak more life. Speak less death. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Let's speak life. Let's do that one. What do you think? You think we can do that? I think we can do it. Let's speak life. Okay? All right. Going to take a break now? Get ready now? Take it now? Yes. 1 minute. Yeah, is that 1 minute or now? It was your thumb. Oh, that was your thumb, though. It wasn't a finger. Okay. All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, Weird Al in the show, The David Spoon Experience.
I asked him his name, and in a raspy voice, he said, Yoda. Y-O-D-A, Yoda. Yo, 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 Yoda.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
We adore our doctor. We've been with him since the kids were little. We like to say he knows us all upside down and inside out. So when we switched our healthcare to MediShare, it was a relief to know we wouldn't have to change physicians, like often happens with company-sponsored health plans. MediShare isn't insurance. It's Christian medical sharing. Thousands of believers who agree to share each other's medical bills. The cost is reasonable because members live God-honoring lifestyles. And our dollars are never used to support procedures we don't believe in. It's Christian. It's great healthcare. MediShare makes sense.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 800-63-BIBLE. Not available in Kentucky or Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 800-63-BIBLE. That's 800-63-BIBLE.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-7081. That's 1-800-236-7081. 1-800-236-7081.
Hi, David Spoon here with news from KPRZ. KPRZ is giving you the opportunity to send your child to a top Christian school for half price, 50% off. That's right, give your child the Christian education you've always wanted them to have and pay half off the regular 2013-2014 school tuition fee. Visit KPRZ.com and click on the half price tuitions banner to see the participating schools. We want our kids to have a Christ-centered education because we don't want to be in the mess that we're in. Oy vey. Choose from the top schools throughout the San Diego County. It's never too early to plan your child's school choice, especially for this fall. For details and a complete list of the schools that you can participate with, log on to KPRZ.com and click on the half price tuitions banner. That's KPRZ.com and just click on the half price tuitions banner. And then get ready to prepare a future for your children. Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Riding in the bus down the boulevard and the pace was pretty packed. Yeah. But a seat so I had to stand with a perverse in the back. It was smelling like a locker room. There was junk all over the floor. We're already packed in like sardines. We're stopping to pick up more. Look out! Another one rides the bus.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You know you can reach the show if you want to just by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented fire, so stay with us. Also, Facebook, go there, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter, at at Spoon Experience because that's my handle. That's it. Oh, it's my handle. Every once in a while when I'm doing radio, I get the opportunity, the blessing, so to speak, of being able to interview people that are totally cool, that have influenced my life and made me laugh and made me appreciate things. Today is no exception. Ladies and gentlemen, today we have with us Weird Al Yankovic. I am completely honored. Weird Al, thank you for being a part of our show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's certainly my privilege. With me is Robo Producer. He's my producer for the show, who's going to start off with some of the questions, because who knew Weird Al writes books? I didn't know.
Yeah, unbelievable. Weird Al, I'm a big fan of yours. I've been following your music over the years, along with now my kids. Saw you in concert at the Del Mar Fair 2 years ago. Best show I've ever seen. And then I get this news release just a couple of weeks ago saying Weird Al has a second children's book coming out, and I didn't even know you had a first children's book coming out. How long have you aspired to not just write, but write for kids?
Well, it's something that was always rattling around in the back of my skull, since I first kind of came on the scene. I've always had a great love for Sheldon Silverstein and Dr. Seuss and the kids' books that I read when I was growing up. And I always thought, given the chance, I'd like to write some children's books. And there was an editor from HarperCollins that approached me a few years ago and said, you know what? I love the wordplay in your lyrics, and you seem to have a great rapport with, your younger audience, and would you like to give this a shot? So I did. When I grew up a couple of years ago, it was a New York Times bestseller. This new one, My New Teacher and Me, just came out. It's a little back-to-school book.
Tell us a little bit about the book, if someone hasn't heard of it before. Like, I was looking it up online today, and the artwork looks great. But tell us a little bit about the story, about what maybe parents can expect if they want to buy this for their kids.
Well, it's the story of a kid named Billy, who it's not quite autobiographical, but there's a lot of me in Billy. Billy's a kid who's got a very large imagination, but he's always the center of attention, and he kind of has a little bit of a clash with his new teacher, Mr. Booth. Mr. Booth is a very by the book, by the rules authoritarian. Not much of a sense of humor. He doesn't like Billy's tall tales. He doesn't abide any nonsense in his classroom. So the two of them kind of don't see eye to eye. But the book is a celebration of imagination.
My question for you, Weird Al, is this reflective of a teacher/authority figure in your life? This Mr. Booth, is this somebody that you kind of encountered as you went through your own processes?
Not directly. I mean, I pulled from a little bit of personal experience. I mean, he's definitely an amalgamation of a lot of teachers that I've had over the course of my life that maybe didn't quite appreciate my sense of humor. But I never had anybody that was quite as uptight as Mr. Booth.
We have a saying around here, when people are like not funny or not cool, we say, back to the dust with thee. Anyway, so that's kind of what we would think on that one. So we really appreciate that you're doing that. And when you wrote that first book and it became a bestseller, did you go, wow?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't really planning on that. And, it's kind of funny. Well, it's not funny to my friends. I've got some writer friends who've been trying their whole lives to make the New York Times bestseller list. And I come out with a children's book, 800 words, and I'm a best-selling author. So they're like, great, Al, that's great. I'm very happy for you.
I'm sure they are.
That's classic.
Did you find it easy to just start writing when you did? I know the first one came out in 2011. Is it kind of a natural feel for you?
Well, it's not like I just dashed it off. I mean, people think, oh, it's a kid's book. You could write that in half an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot more time-consuming than that, because even though there's not a lot of words, every single syllable is very important. It's sort of like writing song lyrics. I mean, you try to use an economy of words and make everything impactful. So it was sort of like writing a long song in a way.
Not that you have any experience with songwriting.
Well, yeah, it's a
little house,
sure.
Hey, I wanted to ask you a question. My wife and I were talking, and I told her I was going to get the opportunity to interview you, and then, of course, she slapped me in the arm. And then I came up with a question with her. Her and I were both wondering, how do you, in the career span that you've had, I mean, you're now writing books, you got children's books, but how did you or do you come to the process of, like, picking a song, even picking a book? You're picking a title, you're picking a subject. How do you come to those conclusions?
Well, I there's no real telling, the creative process. Mostly I listen to the voices in my head. and hope they don't lead me astray. I don't know. I mean, I just kind of go with my muse and what I think is funny and hope that somebody else will think so, too.
Well, we just so you can know, we think you're funny. So, I mean, that's
very funny.
You do a great job. Here's the question. I know nobody, I don't know if anybody asks you this or not. I just have to ask you because I'm a Michigana. So I want to ask you, what's the least favorite song? You know how you've done some fabulous songs, great hits, and we play a lot of those cuts on the radio show. So, I mean, it's great for us. What do you like the least out of all the stuff where you're like, I wish I didn't.
It's funny
that
you say that, David, because I was actually going to ask him what his favorite song was.
That's classic. What's your least favorite?
Well, you know, I like to think that every album that I put out is the best thing I've ever done because I try to top myself every time out. And whether it is or not, at least in my head, it is. And so by definition, my least favorite is probably my first album. So there's some stuff on there that I am not terribly proud of. I mean, looking back at it now, stuff seems extremely juvenile. And, you know, fans still like it, but, you know, I kind of grit my teeth when I hear that early stuff.
Yeah, go ahead, David.
So you're progressing, though. I mean, that's an interesting process right there. You started in one place. You wrote an album, then you write another. Then you write another, write another. By the time you're at your last one, that's probably then your favorite versus the first one, which becomes your least favorite because you've advanced beyond that.
It is. You know, you practice something for 30 years, and you're bound to get good at it, I guess.
Yeah, and, you know, your music has had such a, I guess, impact on me in the fact that now when I go through drive-thrus, Weird Al, I only hear the song drive-thru regardless of whether I want it to pop into my head or not.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's actually one of my favorite songs that you've done. My kids and I play it over and over again, and it's fabulous.
Well, thank you.
One quick question. It's not. I'm not trying to get serious or anything, but do you have to go through like legal hoops to get a song?
I've always wondered.
Yeah,
that.
I mean, let's say it's a song like "Eat It," which is like we played that the other day because we did this whole routine on eating and food and so on, and then we played "Eat It" because it was just the perfect song. Did you have to go through hoops?
How many Michael Jackson calls did you have to make?
Well, you know, it's legally a gray area. I don't necessarily have to get permission, but I've always done that since the very beginning. I've gotten permission from the artist because I want them to, you know, be in on the joke. And back when I got my permission from Michael Jackson, I wasn't a household name or anything. It was one of those kind of things where it's like, yeah, well, it wouldn't hurt. Let's ask Michael Jackson. You know, and thinking that, of course, he wouldn't even return our phone calls. And he signed off on it. There's a contract somewhere with his signature next to mine saying that we are the co-writers of Edith.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's
man.
Pretty cool stuff.
All right, now in the book, what is it that you want kids to take away from the book? I mean, it's a kid's book, so you wrote it for kids, although I'm sure the adults read it with the kids. So, I mean, there's probably a dual message there. But what do you want them to take away from the book ultimately?
Well, it's not message heavy. I mean, you know, it's a book that I think kids will enjoy because it's funny and it's got a lot of, whimsical things and funny stories and things like that. But like I said, it's a celebration of imagination. So it's always just to treasure, you know, the wonder of childhood. And growing up doesn't mean stifling your creativity.
And from, you know, you've done music and obviously that comes with a lot of touring. And now you're doing writing over the last couple of years. I know you've done TV and movies like UHF. Had your family, especially your wife, played a big part in getting you through this? Because I know it's got to be like a draining schedule for you. Have they made a big impact on you?
Well, yeah, and you know, I my entire life, of course. I mean, you know, my career used to be the only thing I cared about, you know, in a sense, and now my family is my priority. So I still love my career and I love what I do for a living, but it keeps me grounded because, you know, the primary thing for me now is making sure that, you know, I've got a active and healthy family life.
Yeah, awesome. You know, it's our privilege. We want you to know how much we appreciate it. I think your talent is undersold in the context that it's not promoted enough. I think some of your stuff is just anything that makes me laugh, especially the way the world is now, anything that makes me laugh, I love. I think it's gold. So I think you've done a lot of gold.
And you know, Weird Al, I have to say this. I saw, like I said earlier in the interview, I saw your concert for the first time at the Del Mar Fair 2 years ago. Took my kids to go see it. We were in the front row. It was awesome. It is by far the most entertaining music show I have ever seen any artist, any time.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can pay us $20 at the end of the interview, okay? Thank you for taking the time, Weird Al. We really appreciate that. Where can people get the book? Is this on Amazon?
It's Amazon. It's really everywhere books are sold. So
awesome.
It's out there.
Okay. And the last thing I want to say before we go, I know you're pressed for time. I was actually asking my kids. They're both 15 years old. And I said, hey, you know, Dad's going to go do an interview with Weird Al. Is there anything you want me to ask him? Kevin said, hey, Dad, just ask him if you can call me at lunch.
I can't do it today, but maybe next week.
I think you just stick your head out the window and call his name. That'll be good enough. All right. Thank you, Weird Al. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, who knows? We never know what we're doing. We'll come in right back.
Because my wife was getting a headache. So we both just sat there quietly for her sake. Well, then I looked at her, and she looked back at me. And I said, I think you have something in your teeth. She turned away from me, and then turned back and said, did I get it? I said, yeah, well, I mean, most of it, but hey, you know, don't sweat it. Then she said, how about now? I said, yeah, almost. There's still a little bit there, but don't worry, it's probably just a piece of toast. Now we're at the pay window, or whatever you call it. Put my hand in my pocket, I can't believe there's no wallet. Wallet.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Right now at Toyota Carlsbad during the Wild End of Summer Sale, lease a new Camry today for just $199 a month. For details, call 1-855-315-4446. That's 1-855-315-4446. Toyota Carlsbad, I-5 Cannon Road, Car Country Carlsbad.
Attention KPRZ listeners, the following is a very important announcement. Jason Barth with Park Place Funding is offering KPRZ listeners 3.5% APR at no cost. Let him meet with you and show you how he can get you 3.5% at no cost. Call 949-282-8428. 949-282-8428. It only takes a few minutes to see if you qualify. But don't wait, this offer won't last. Call Jason at 949-282-8428. For more information on Park Place Funding, you can go to parkplacefunding.net. And don't forget to ask for Jason. Plus, right now, every loan done through Jason at Park Place Funding, Jason will turn around and supply a backpack to a homeless child in Southern California through Feed the Children. Call Jason with Park Place Funding today, 949-282-8428. Park Place Funding is a DBA of Shoreline, NMLS number 242862.
Owners, you have to listen to this. We have exciting news for our four-legged, wonderful friends. It's called Pet Refresh, a new patented revolutionary product that eliminates dog itching and odor. You heard it right. Eliminates dog itching and odor. Pet Refresh is so easy to use. You simply spray it on and the itching and smell are gone. It's not a masking agent or perfume, and it gets right to the root of the itching and odor, germs. It's safe and laboratory tested, and it works. It really works. And once your pet is odor free, you can spray it all over your home and car to eliminate those odors. Go to buypetrefresh.com. That's B-U-Y petrefresh.com and see what this amazing product can do for your pet and your home. That's buypetrefresh.com. You won't regret it. Come here, buddy. I love you. Attaboy.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, right now is a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how did they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. You know, I was wondering that. Who is this guy? I was trying to figure that out, too. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You know, I don't know if you know this or not. Do you know you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com? Did you know that you can go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment? Did you know that you can follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle? Did you know that? I don't know. Did you? Huh? A couple of things to tell you about today. I got a very short DDD. We only have a few minutes left, but I did want to say this because it's one of those things you don't want to miss. Today's a very important day. Do you know what today is? Today is Checkers Day. Checkers Day. And this was an obscure holiday that only a few people apparently are celebrating. It's called Dogs in Politics Day. Dogs in Politics Day. I'm not really sure where to go to that because I think that probably fits for probably most politicians, I guess. On this date, 1930, flash bulbs were patented. Might not have known that. And on this day in 1952, Rocky Marciano became the world heavyweight boxing champion. Also on the same date, in the same situation, became the first televised for a pay television for sporting event was that Rocky Marciano fight. I thought that was interesting. The rest was not that, you know, it's, Lewis and Clark, they returned to St. Louis. That's good. John Paul Jones declared, I have not yet begun to fight. Interesting. Sigmund Freud died in London. Okay. So that's a little bit of history for you just to keep you fresh in the history line of things. Quick DDD, quick DDD, Exodus chapter 14, verse 15. If you've ever watched a movie by a group called Monty Python, you would fully understand this reference. Exodus chapter 14, verse 15. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the sons of Israel to go forward." Okay? Get that? Listen. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the sons of Israel to go forward." You know what? Sometimes God just wants us to keep going. You know, some of you, we'd like a sign. Some of us would like a telegram from the Lord. Some of us would like the Lord to kind of copy his license and send us a photo ID along with the telegram. And sometimes we just got to get going, man. We just got to keep, we got to whine another time and get our tuchuses in gear. That's what you got to do. Sometimes you just got to go. And sometimes the Lord it's not going to be a big production. It's not going to be lights in the sky and rainbows and Skittles are going to go flying all over the place. Sometimes the answer is just go. And you're thinking, well, I know, but this is, I don't know. Just go. I mean, if you're waiting for a green light to do something in the Lord, here's your green light. Go. Go do. Go do what the Lord has put on your heart. Great saying in churches that I love, 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 love. Your vision, your burden. Your vision, your burden. Do you have a vision for something? Yours, yours, yours. God gave it to you for a reason. Go do it. Do what the Lord has set before you. Don't walk away from him. Walk towards him. Get going. Whatever that first step is, even if that first step is just you saying, okay, Lord, here I come. I'm bended knee. Give me guidance to accomplish the task. But there's just too many times where we get to something and we just stop. It's like, don't stop. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Don't quit. I mean, isn't that the famous speech? Don't quit, don't quit, don't quit. I mean, it's just too early to give it up. It's too early. Keep going. So the children of Israel, they get to this, the sea. The Lord's going to split the Red Sea for them. They don't know how he's going to do it, but they're like, Lord, show us. And God's like, move. Keep moving. Go. Go forward. Take the next step. Put one foot in front of the other foot and keep doing that. Repeat. Put one foot in front of the other foot. Repeat. I mean, that's like directions for shampoo, right? Put one foot in front of the other foot and repeat. That's funny. Okay, I think we're done. I think we're done with the show. Are we done? We're done. We're done? We're done. You're done? You're done. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're going to take a 22-hour break, come back, and do it all again because we can. See you then.